This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow is suggesting renewing a deal allowing the safe export of grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports, but only for a period of 60 days, half the term of the previous renewal. Russia's deputy foreign minister said on Monday after talks with UN officials in Geneva. The Black Sea Grain Initiative, brokered between Russia and Ukraine by the United Nations and Turkey last July, aimed to prevent a global food crisis by allowing Ukrainian grain blockaded by Russia's invasion to be safely exported from three ports. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has announced an extension for Ukrainians who fled to the U.S. after Russia invaded their homeland. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Thousands of Ukrainians are in the U.S. under a special one-year authorization that's set to expire, but the Biden administration's allowing them to stay longer under a humanitarian parole. After the initial group, the U.S. started a longer program of 2 years called Uniting for Ukraine. Homeland Security says this extension is for Ukrainian nationals led into the U.S. before that program began. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Depositors withdrew savings and investors broadly sold off bank shares as the U.S. government raced to reassure Americans that the banking system is secure following two bank failures.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today.
U.S. President Joe Biden insisted Monday the system is safe after the second and third largest bank failures in the nation's history happened.